Mishnah Yamis for Shabbos Kodesh, the sixth day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer, a person who says in his prayers, Al kan tzipor yagira chamecha, Hashem, may your mercies fall upon the nest of birds. What does he mean by that? Rashi says he means to say, Oh Hashem, you are so merciful, and may your mercies reach the nest of birds. You told us to send the mother bird away and not to take it while it's on its children. Others say that what he means to pray, daven, what he means to daven for is, just like Hashem, just like your mercies have reached the nest of birds, and you said not to take the mother away from the children, so may you have mercy on us. Either way, we'll soon see that the Mishnah says we silence such a person. Ve'al tov yizachar shemecha, or a person who says, Hashem, may your name be mentioned, be remembered for the good things you do. Or he says, moedim moedim. He says, moedim twice. Moedim, we thank you. All of these three, mishatkinos, so we keep them silent. Now, in the first case, the case of the nest of birds, what's wrong with that? The Gemara brings two opinions. One is because he is what's called matil kina b'maisa bereishis. He's making jealousy among Hashem's creations. It's almost like he's saying, oh, may your mercies arrive at the kansipa, may your mercies fall upon the nest of birds, but not other creatures. Others say that the problem, and the Gemara, the other opinion is in the Gemara, that he's turning the mitzvahs of Hashem into mercy. It's acts of mercy. Well, that's not true. We cannot say that that's the real reason for Hashem's making these decrees. It's Hashem made the decrees and that's it. We don't start to give reasons, oh, we have to do this because we have to show mercy. What's the reason that if he says, for good, your name shall be mentioned? That's no good. It's mashma that we only thank God for good things and not for the bad. And we know that we are chayiv to thank Hashem for the good as well as for the bad. But one who says moedim twice is no good. Has to be, we have to sound such an act. It's because it looks like he is saying moedim to two deities, God forbid. A person who davens as a shlich tzibur in front of the Amud. It says Teva because that's a reference to the Orna Kodesh. The Chazan used to stand in front of it. Nowadays we stand in front of a special Amud, but in those days the Teva was the Ark. Anyway, the Chazan, who goes to Daven as a Shlich Tzibur, V'toh, and he made a mistake in his davening, in his Shemon Esra. Yavar Acher Tachtov, someone else should replace him. V'lo Yehi Sarvan Bosa Shah. And he should not be a refusenik. He should not say, no, I don't want to do it at the time. What does the Mishnah mean? Normally there's a halacha. When a person's asked to be a chazan, you don't have to accept it straight away. In fact, one should show that you're unwilling the first time and maybe even the second time. But our Mishnah wants to tell us that in a situation where the chazan has made a mistake and they need a replacement, don't show reluctance. If you're asked to do it, quickly take in, because it's not nice that the tefillah of Shemon Esra should be stopped and left waiting because you're refusing or hesitant to take it. This is a special case where the chazan made a mistake and he needs replacing, so seize the opportunity and go and for the omit when they ask you to. Minayin u'maschil, where does the new chazan take over? From what point of the Shemon Esra? Mitchilas habracha shetova. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha that the person made a mistake in. So if he made a mistake in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, then the new chazan should start at Baruch Aleinu. This is only if the mistake was made in the middle 13 brachas, the brachas emtzaiyos. If, however, the mistake was made in the first, any one of the first three brachas, then he has to start from the beginning of Shemon Esra. Any mistake made in the first three brachas requires fixing, and you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemon Esra. Similarly, a mistake made at the last three brachas would require someone to go back to the beginning of those last three brachas, Ritzei, and onwards. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'ivah lefnei ha'teva, a person who goes and davens for the Amud, lo'yane achar ha'koinim amen. He should not answer amen after the koinim's brachas. When the shlich tzibur finishes his Shemon Esra on Shacharis or Musaf, and he was coming to the end, and he says, ha'tov shimchal chonel hodos, at the end of the second last bracha, at this point, the Kohenim lift their hands and they bless the people. They do Birkas Kohenim. as we say, Abracham Shaleshas HaTorah Murah B'Torah. They say the brachas of Yivrechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem, and Yisa Hashem. This Seder of Birkas Kohenim, which was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, was done by the Kohenim making a bracha, Shekidishonu B'Kedushosu Shelaron V'Tzivonu L'Avracha Samu Yisrael B'Hava. The Tzibur would answer Amen. And afterwards, the Chazan starts to introduce each of the brachas, and he says the words, he says the word by word, the brachas of the Birkas Kohenim, and the Kohenim respond. He says Yivrechecha, and they say Yivrechecha, and Yor, and so forth. At the conclusion of each bracha, or each of these three brachas, the Tzibur answer after the Kohenim, Amen. Our Mishnah therefore is telling us that the Chazan should not answer Amen after the Kohenim with the rest of the Tzibur. Why not? Bipnei HaTeref, because of the confusion. We're worried that he'll get confused and will not know what bracha to start, to be makar the Kohenim, to read for the Kohenim around. They need him to say word by word each bracha. But if he starts answering Amen with the rest of the Tzibur, it could confuse. V'imein Shem Kohen Elohu. Now, if Eman the Tzibur davening there, he's the only Kohen, the Shilich Tzibur, the Chazan is the only Kohen, Loisos Kapov, he should not even do Duchanan, don't even lift his hands to say the Birkas Kohenim, because we worry that he'll get so confused he won't know how to come back to his Tefillah to repeat and say Sim Shalom, the last bracha. Especially in the old days where they didn't have Sidurim and they were doing things by heart. V'im havtachos, if, however, the Chazan is confident that shehu noses kapov v'chosel islosai, that he's confident that he can do duchanan, and he's a kohen, and he's the only kohen, that he can still do duchanan, and he will not get confused, and he'll be able to go back to the tefillah of Sim Shalom to repeat the last bit of Shemana Esrei, Rishoy, then he's permitted to do duchanan as well, to make the Birkas Kohenim. Some say that this is important, the reason is so we don't want to stop the Nesias Kapayim, the mitzvah Birkas Kohenim. And therefore, this is Dafka, if there's no other Kohen, that's why we say, look, you're confident, you can get back to the Sim Shalom without getting confused, do it. If there is, however, another Kohen available to do duchanan, then the Chazan shouldn't really do Nesias Kapayim, even if he knows how to come back to his tefillah.